How'd practice go?
I mean, we did some good things. You know, red zone, we wish we'd execute a little bit better. But, you know, like with guys going in and out, some things are really good and some things we got to improve.
What are the things you need to improve?
Just overall execution, you know. It's not one specific position, you know, whether it's up front or tight ends, quarterbacks, receivers, just consistent execution over and over again is what you got to be able to do.
Is that any one position group that maybe is struggling with that execution, or is it the group as a whole?
No, like I said, it's just, you know, kind of in general, the group. It's not that they're struggling, just, you know, when you got a lot of new guys in and out and you're not playing with just ones, you're playing with threes and guys who just got on campus, it's just part of the deal.
What's the difference being a coordinator for a coach, head coach who's a defensive-oriented guy versus a head coach who's an offensive-oriented guy?
I don't know. I mean, this is my first experience, but it's been great so far. You know, he's been totally allow me the freedom to do what I want to do, and any information he gives is really great feedback. So it's been great so far.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Pat. Thank you. You look at the foundation of Utah's program. Obviously, it's been built on great special teams and excellent defense. How are you going to incorporate your style, what you want, knowing that that formula has been so successful?
Well, I mean, I can only do what I do. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. I offensively, you know, coach felt really comfortable bringing me in, hiring me, obviously, and all I can be, the only chance I have is to be the best version of myself, you know, it's great that we're great on defense because that means we get lots of touches, lots of opportunities to strike. But I can just do my stuff and do it to the best of my ability.
How does naming starters, especially quarterback, I mean, how influential are the other coaches? How much of that is your decision?
Ultimately it's Coach Witt, which will rely heavily upon me. And then, we take input from everybody, but Coach Witt and I will be the main deciders. But I'm big on getting input and people's feelings. But in the end, it's kind of a gut instinct on what you feel. Sometimes it's real clear. Sometimes it's close. Right now, all three guys can play.
What's the difference right now between Huntley and Williams?
Well, you know, they're different. I think they both got a great grasp of the offense. Huntley's a little bit more athletic, and, you know, Troy is good in the pocket in terms of distributing the ball and making good decisions, all those things. Not that they're weak in either area. I think Tyler does a great job of that, and Troy's pretty athletic, getting himself out of shape. So it's pretty, in terms of performance, you know, one will have a better day than the other. It kind of goes back and forth. Typically, none of them have a bad day. So it's been close, which makes it tough as a coach.
I know it's not decided who's going to be the starter yet, but if one of them's the starter, do you envision special packages maybe for the other one to get them both on the field?
Possibly. I mean, that's definitely something you want to utilize your talent as much as possible, and but you don't want to have tendencies so obvious that when you put somebody, I've seen people do that, and they come in and they run two plays and it's not that beneficial. So, but that's definitely something I'm open to.
You had a number of your receivers over in the pit. How does that impact? You have a lot of receivers, but when a third or a quarter of them are in the pit, how does that impact what you want to get done with the offense?
A lot, yeah. It affects you a lot. I mean, they're a huge part of the offense. So if you're thin in that area, you know, their job is to create space and make the field bigger.
Are other guys taking advantage of?
Yeah, they get. With the problem is that they get worn down. So anytime you're, for whatever reason, you don't have a number of guys at the position, especially wide receiver, because they run so much, they just get worn down because they're taking sometimes triple the reps of what they had, and so then they get tired and they get tight, and it's just one of those things. You need a lot of wide receivers to play in this offense because we're playing fast and there's a lot of running, and we expect them to play really, really hard.
Have any of the wide receivers really separated themselves? You have a pretty good idea who you like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, Ray is just came back and he looks really good. Samson Nakua has been outstanding. You know, obviously Darren Carrington we've talked about. He's doing a great job. And then, the number of the freshmen are coming along, but they're freshmen. You know, they're still learning the stuff, and it's hit or miss. Sometimes they'll run the right route. Sometimes they'll run the wrong route. And sometimes they'll make a great play, and, you know, sometimes they kind of space out. But that's typical freshmen. So those three guys have done a great job. We got to find the best eight and keep them healthy.
You said that this is your first time working for a defensive coach. When you talk to Kyle and you ask him offensive questions, he refers back to you, and it'll say almost to the point, literally, it's your baby. Did you have that at Eastern Washington? It's your baby?
Yeah, he really did, yeah. Coach Baldwin is an offensive coach, and he was incredible. I mean, from the moment I got there, he was just, hey, do your thing, and, you know, occasionally he'd give input, but only stuff that was really pertinent. He didn't micromanage at all, and Coach Witt has been that way for me here as well. You know, he just lets me do my thing, which, you know, I think most people operate better when they're not micromanaging. He's been awesome about that.
So there's a difference in talent, obviously, from where you were to here.
Yeah,
but
the
environment is basically the same as what you had?
Yeah, I mean, it's the you mean as far as interaction with coaches?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, both great guys and solid guys. And we got a good offensive staff here. So, yeah, I mean, once you get on the field, it's really about being comfortable with who you are and what you do and feel confident in that and then making adjustments, you know. And then, you know, hopefully you have a support system that that backs you on making those adjustments, which we do here.
Have your centers looked
good? Yeah, yeah. I mean,
since Falamani.
Yeah, man, yeah, yeah. They've done a good job. You know, it's as we talked about before, Bill, it's a tough position. There's a lot of moving parts, but I think they've done a good job against, you know, maybe one of the best defensive fronts in the country.